Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sechtes Woche im Perik Ches Mishnah Yud. Hanitonin matona achas, blood, from a carbon where you only apply it once on the Mizbeach. For example, a carbon b'char. Shenisavru banitona b'matona achas. They got mixed up with another carbon that you only apply the dam once on the Mizbeach. For example, a carbon meiser. Now the Batanura explains we're talking about a kais of blood from a b'char and a kais of dam meiser that got mixed up. Simple solution. Yenasnu matona achas. From each kais, take a little dam and put on the Mizbeach. Again, this is how the Batanura learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Matan arba b'matan arba. Let's say blood of a carbon oila, which requires shtei matana shein arba. He stands on opposite sides of the Mizbeach, gives two spritzes, but each spritz has to go on the corner and on two walls, so it's two spritzes that are designed to have the blood on all four sides of the Mizbeach. So let's say dam of a carbon oila, which is shtei matana shein arba, got mixed up with the dam of a carbon shlamim, or a carbon asham. Both require shtei matana shein arba, and both are underneath the chutah sikra. So yinasnu b'matan arba, apply it shtei matana shein arba, and you're covered. Matan arba b'matana achas. Here's where it gets a little more complicated. Let's say you have the dam of a carbon oila, which requires shtei matana shein arba, that got mixed up with the dam of the p'char, that requires only one matana. Both, again, at the bottom of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer, here too there's no problem. You nosnu b'matan arba. You do the matan arba. Ah, you have extra? Okay, so he said, whenever you have extra dam, let's say it's the dam abchar here, we'll say the extra dam is like water. It doesn't count. Rabbi Yeshua, no. You nosnu b'matana echas. Why only once? Rabbi Yeshua's concern, not to be over the lav of Baal Toisef. The Torah says, Loi soisev alav v'loi sigram imenu, don't add on to mitzvahs or subtract from it. If you say, oh, I'm going to be a tzaddik, I'm only going to take dalad minim alulav, I'll take five. You're over in Avera. Don't take more, don't take less. Do what the Torah tells you to do. Now, if the kayin is going to be zoyrik, dam, that requires really shtei matona shein arba, and he does it only once, so he's over bal tigra, that means not to subtract. On the other hand, if it requires only once, and you're doing shtei matana shein arba, you're over bal taisef, not to add on. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no, I don't want you to add on, that would be bal taisef. The blood of the b'char is only supposed to be once. If you're going to do it more than that, you're over bal taisef. How am I going to be yotze the oila? The oila needs shtei matana shein arba. B'dieved, even a karm that needs shtei matana shein arba, on the outside mizbeach, if you did only once, you're yotze. Obviously, Rabbi Yeshua does not agree with Rabbi Eliezer's sheet. You can just view the extra as if it's water. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Sir Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand. What are you accomplishing? We have one carbon that needs matan arba, one carbon that needs matan achas. So you're saying, no. Only do the once. You shouldn't be over bal toisef. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, but very over al bal tigra. But the one that's supposed to have matan arba is only getting matan achas, so he's over the aveira of subtracting. Doing less than you're supposed to. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said, yeah, but if you do more, what about the carbon that only need once? Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Again, Rabbi Eliezer says, do the matan arba. Le'nemer bal toisef, the Yisr bal toisef does not apply over here. The Yisr bal toisef was not said, ela kishuhu ba'atzmoy. That's if I take blood, which is supposed to be for a carbon that has one application on the Mizbeach, and I decide I'm going to be a bigger tzaddik than the Torah, I'm going to do four. But not when you have here a mixture of a carbon that needs four, and that's why I'm doing it. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, so Yeshua said, L'nemar bal tigra el kashu b'yatzmai. So the issur of subtracting also doesn't apply where there's a mixture. He's not doing less because he wants to do less than the Torah, he's doing less because there's a b'char here that needs only one. V'yoyed, furthermore, Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said, Kishin Asata, if you're going to add more than necessary, Avarta al Baltaisif, if you're over in Baltaisif, the Asisa Maisa Biadecha, and you did a Maisa, you did an act of an Avera. On the other hand, Kishaloin Asata, because you're only going to do one, so true, maybe Avarta al Baltigra, but Veloy Asisa Maisa Biadecha, at least he didn't do an action to be over the Avera, he just didn't do enough. And if he has no choice, if there's a possibility of him being over in Aveira, I'd rather in Aveira where he's not doing a Maisa Aveira, as opposed to where he is doing a Maisa Aveira. Now, obviously, when you learn the Sugyas Bez Hashem Yisbarach, there are a lot of Torah to understand over here, how Bal Tosef works, how Bal Tigger works, and what the respective Shitas are of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. We're just learning the Mishnah for now. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We have a carbon that requires one application of dam that got mixed up with another carbon that requires one application of dam. Like dam b'chor that got mixed up with dam ma'isa. We said the Batnu learns it's a kais of dam b'chor that got mixed up with a kais of dam ma'isa. Apply it matana echas from each one. One matana. And that's all. If a carbon that requires matan arba got mixed up with a carbon that requires matan arba, like dam oil and dam shlamim, apply it matan arba. Here comes the complicated case. What if the dam of an oil got mixed up with the dam of a b'char? One requires matan arba, the other requires matan achas. Rabbi Eliezer basically says, do the matan arba. I'm not worried about Bal Tosef, because he's not doing it. Because he wants to add on, he's doing it, because I have to satisfy in case it's dam oil. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, only matana echas. I can't take a chance of being over Bal Tosef. How am I yoitzah then the oila? But the Abed, you're yoitzah the oila even with matana echas. So Rabbi Eliezer said, the same way you should be worried about Bal Tosef, you should be worried about Bal Tigra. Just like it says, you can't add on to mitzvahs, you can't take off. So you don't want him to do matan arba because it's going to be too much of the pchar. But by doing matan achas, it's too little for the oila. So Rabbi Yeshua said, yeah, but if he does more, he's over Bal Tosef. Yeah, but if he does less, he's over Bal Tigra. Again, what exactly this extra step is in the dialogue the Gemara discusses. But at the end, Rabbi Yeshua says like this. So you, Rabbi Eliezer, hold it's not Bal Tosef because he's not doing it to add on. He's doing it because he has over here also the Dam of the Oila. So you're not over Bal Tigra either because he's not doing it to take off. He's doing it because you have over here the Dam of the Bchar. And furthermore, let's put aside whether he's over Bal Tosef or he's not over Bal Tosef, you're over Bal Tigra, you're not over Bal Tigra. Let's say there is a problem, for argument's sake. So if my choice is either Bal Tosef or Bal Tigra, I'd rather do Bal Tigra where he's not doing a Maisa. Bal Tosef means you're doing a Maisa, which is an Aveira. Bal Tigra means he's not doing enough, which is an Aveira. And if I'm stuck, I'd rather instruct him to do something where he's not doing a Maisa Aveira. Just, again, like I said, there's a lot of lumdis here that has to be understood. But the Turiyev and the Rosh Hashanah points out, and let's say someone doesn't do a mitzvah at all. See, over Bal Tigra. Let's say someone doesn't put on tefillin, chas v'shalom. He's not over Bal Tigra. But if he puts on tefillin that has only three parshiyos instead of four parshiyos, he's over Bal Tigra. So l'chayr, if there's a real concern here for Bal Tigra, we should tell him not to do anything. We don't want the kohen to be over in aveira. Okay, so I'll leave you with that kasha. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. And again, you'll learn the Gemara, you'll learn the Lamdis. You'll remember, we had this kasha when we learned the Mishnah. I'm sure you all know the famous story of the Dubna Magid, famous marshal. My neighbor knocks on my door. He says he needs a spoon. I lend him a spoon. He comes back with a big spoon and a little spoon. I said, what's the little spoon? He says it had a baby. Oh, that could be a Shiloh of Ribbis, by the way, but we won't get into that. It's a marshal. The next day, he comes to borrow a plate. Sure, I give him a big plate. He brings back two plates, a big plate, a little plate. It had a baby. Shkayach. Next day, he borrows a big, expensive lamp. I give it to him. It doesn't come back. I said, what happened to it? He says, it died. I start screaming. How could a lamp die? He says, same way it could have babies, it could die. Same way, Kalim, you know, you accepted that, so you have to accept this. In other words, the nimshal is, don't try to be a chacham and do more than what the Torah says. There's an inyan to be mahadir in a mitzvah. That's enhancing a mitzvah. That's not doing more. There are gzeirois, where Chazal said, want you to do more to make sure that you get the mitzvah. Let's say, we eat more than the minimum shear of kazayas just to make sure that we have a kazayas of matzah, and so on. But don't try to be smarter than what the Torah says. Our job is to follow the instructions of the Torah so we don't wind up taking off.